This program is proudly sponsored by Holistic Therapies by Camille. Fancying a full body massage with cup-in therapy to help you relax and release tension? Go to holistictherapiesbycamille.com to book yourself in.
Hello, hello. I hope that got your toes tapping. ABBA and Dancing Queen here on Joining the Dots with me, Julie Kissick. Now, last week was Volunteers Week, and here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan, I'm making no apology for carrying the theme on for this week because, well, because volunteers are worth celebrating, aren't they? And because last week our focus was on the people who make sure that this radio station is on air and delivering the programmes that you want to listen to. On the show today, we'll be focusing our attention on some of the people who are volunteering at the busy Salvation Army Donation Centre in Cardiff, and we're finding out why they do it and what it means to them. Rosie Clay, who's a second year student at the University of South Wales, spent some time at the centre, and we'll hear from some of the people that Rosie spoke to shortly. We'll also hear from representatives of Wales Air Ambulance and Hope Rescue, who are going to tell us why the people who volunteer for them are so vital. And as always, we'll play you plenty of great music. And today that includes Bryan Adams, Prince, and this one from Lady Gaga. It's one of my favourites. It's Shallow. Lady Gaga and Shallow there. I mentioned Rosie Clay at the start of the programme. Rosie's an aspiring journalist, and as a second year student at the University of South Wales on the Media, Culture and Journalism course, Rosie is keen to develop her skills. So she offered to volunteer to help me, which was incredibly kind of her. I'm very grateful, and you will hear what she did in terms of her volunteering very shortly. She's also a volunteer herself on Newport City Radio, and she can be heard on air and producing content for social media. Now, Rosie spoke to some volunteers who work at the Salvation Army Depot in Colchester Avenue, and that's in Penellan in Cardiff. They range from a new recruit to someone who, it's probably fair to say, is a seasoned volunteer. We'll hear Rosie's interviews throughout the show, starting with Mark. Mark is an army veteran who's suffered with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, and he's found a reason again, thanks to his role at the donation centre.
I'm Mark. I'm the electrical tester here at Salvation Army. I do all the PAT testing, and also I fix the stuff as well. I fix the electrical items as well to serve.
So how long have you volunteered?
Since March of last year. So basically since they opened, really.
So what do your day-to-day tasks look like when you are volunteering?
Because my electrical background, mine is all electrical work, I come in, I see my priorities, which are gift aid, and so I'll do them first, and then I'll make sure that the items that we're selling are varied, so it's not all the same on the shelf. So the job is quite varied. You're not doing the same thing, you know. And it's just and also asking questions. Customers will ask you a question about a certain item, that's kind of my day. Yeah. So first of all, you look at the item, make sure there's no cuts in the wire or breaks or anything like that. It's just a general eyes on. Make sure, you know, there's no mess in the, you know, the excess food or anything, grease or anything like that in there. This is an air fryer. Then make sure that the plug's okay. And then I put it into the PAT tester. So I plug that in there, turn the item over, look on the electric plate here. And that tells me that it's all plastic. So go on to this one. It's a class 1 plastic. Press the button. make sure it's okay. So it'll tell me whether it'll pass or fail. Comes up white, it passed. So basically another check. And then it's just a general check, make sure that it actually works. So you plug it into a normal plug, and as you can see, the light comes on, press it on, see that all the items are good. It's flashing, so that's good. Close it down, and then write my report here to say that everything's good and it's passed. So what I'll do is I'll just write a record. So put the number of items that I've done. So from last year to this year, I've done nearly 4,000 items.
So what made you start volunteering?
I'm an ex-veteran. I was injured when I was in the army. I was a war engineer for 9 years, and I got injured in an IED. I was disarming an IED and it went off. And it helps me with my PTSD, being around people and also helping as well. And also, due to a relationship breakdown 2 years ago, I was homeless as well. So it's the Salvation Army organisation helped me get my independence back, and also it helped me get an accommodation. I have my own flat and everything. And it's a way of me saying thank you and giving back.
What do you enjoy most about it?
It's just the amount of the varied people that you meet, and the friendships that you make. The closeness, it's like a small family. And they're just absolutely amazing people. They really are.
Have you ever volunteered before? Or has this been your first time? Like, what's your experience
been? No. When I come out of the army, I volunteered in a rest home, a veterans rest home. And that was the first time, like, because I'd been a vet myself. And it was about, again, giving back because of what the army and the medical and all the treatment I had to recover. That's why I volunteered in a veterans hostel. And again, you meet varied people from various different backgrounds and also ages as well. And I hope I helped them, you know, by doing what I had to do.
So why do you think volunteering in general is important?
You make great relationships. You can extend your friends and it helps the community as well. And you get noticed in the community as well, you know, by what you do here.
Why would you recommend that more people do volunteer?
It's about giving back to society. And it's only a few hours, you know, and those few hours can make so much difference to people that haven't got a lot. And also, you make great friends. It's a great place of networking and building your community of friends. And it's an amazing thing to do.
So for you personally, what do you get out of it? Like, what's your why?
It's helping people, because when I was homeless, you know, it is difficult, you know, it can be difficult. But organisations like this, if you're willing to put in, they're willing to give. And they help you, they give you purpose in life again. When you're homeless, you don't really have a lot of purpose. To come back into society and be accepted again. I think a lot of homeless people are not accepted in society. They're kind of like shunned away, and they've gave me purpose. They've given me my life back, basically. They've helped me rebuild from when I had nothing.
What an incredibly inspiring story. And it's so good to hear that Mark's work at the centre has helped him to get his life back. That was Alison Moyer and All Cried Out here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. You're listening to Joining the Dots. Now, Wales Air Ambulance delivers advanced life-saving medical care to people across Wales 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They are the only air ambulance charity based in and dedicated to the people of Wales, and they rely entirely on charitable donations to help them to raise the £13 million that they need every year to keep the helicopters in the air and their fleet of rapid response vehicles on the road. The charity was formed on St David's Day in March 2001, and it operates from bases across Wales. Since it started, Wales Air Ambulance has responded with over 50,000 missions, and they're on standby to attend those suffering a life or a limb-threatening injury or illness. Their service is delivered via a unique third sector and public sector partnership. The Emergency Medical Retrieval and Transfer Service supplies highly skilled National Health Service consultants and critical care practitioners who work on board the charity's vehicles. They have bases across Wales, and the highly skilled crew on board can carry out medical procedures which would usually only be available within a hospital setting. They can deliver blood transfusions, administer anaesthesia, and undertake emergency operations at the scene of an accident before taking the patient directly to specialist care. And for the patient, this can obviously mean hours saved in receiving the appropriate treatment when compared to standard care. As a Pan-Wales service, the dedicated crews travel the length and the breadth of the country to deliver emergency life-saving support to those who need it. So what does volunteering look like for Wales Air Ambulance? Well, there are many different volunteering roles within the charity, whether in the community or in the retail sector, or by giving talks about the charity and what it does. Stephen Stokes is the Director of Strategic Communications and Engagement at Wales Air Ambulance, and he explained how important volunteers are to his organisation.
There are people in this world who give without being asked, who show up not for recognition, not for reward, but simply because somebody needs them. And these people are volunteers. And this week is Volunteers Week, a chance to pause and recognise just how extraordinary they are. It's a UK-wide celebration that shines a light on the millions who give their time to others. Across the UK, volunteering is a powerful force for good. Around 14.2 million people volunteer at least once a month, and 25 million people give their time informally each year, and together they contribute billions to the UK economy. But behind every statistic is a human story. People bring in their own stories, their own experiences, compassion and commitment to something that's bigger than themselves. At Wales Air Ambulance, the charity that I work for, that couldn't be more true. Our volunteers are fundamental to our charity. They give their time in so many different ways, and each one brings something unique, whether that's expertise, life experience, or simply the willingness to help others when it matters most. Behind every life-saving mission is a community of people helping to make it possible. Volunteers are a part of that. They quietly support, fundraise and stand alongside us so we can be there for the people of Wales when they need us most. So to every volunteer supporting the Wales Air Ambulance charity and to those giving their time across organisations and communities everywhere, thank you. Your kindness matters, your time matters, and your impact reaches further than you may ever know. You are helping to build stronger communities and offering hope in people's darkest moments. And for that, we are deeply grateful.
I'm a big believer in the power of saying thank you, not out of a sense of duty or because we all know it's the right thing to do, but because it matters that people feel valued, no matter who they are or what they do. So it's great to hear from Stephen about how important the people who volunteer for Wales Air Ambulance are. We heard Miles Smith and Stargazing before the infomercials, and that was the unmistakable sound of Prince and Raspberry Beret here on Joining the Dots on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. And I'm Julie Kissick. Thanks ever so much for your company. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. People often wonder what sort of roles are available to volunteers, and we know that for many, stepping back into society after an illness or a traumatic event of some kind can be incredibly tough. But voluntary roles are often a wonderful bridge to getting back on track and giving people opportunities to meet others, experience a level of responsibility again and routine, and start to build their confidence. That, in part, was what our next volunteer, Rhiannon, found, as she explained to Rosie.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon. I've only been here for about 3 weeks, though. This is, I think, my third time here, so I'm very new. But yeah, it's really good. I really enjoy it. Everything here is really nice. It's friendly. You get to see a lot of the new clothes. That's quite nice. So, and you get a discount. That's quite nice. Also, so previously I was quite sick. I was bedbound for about 2 years. I had treatment, but I haven't been back to work since then. So this is quite a good introduction of going back into the workforce. It gives me a chance to get out, meet people, you know, do something. And yeah, it's really good.
So what are your tasks like day to day? Obviously you're quite new, but like what are your tasks that you have to do?
So basically you get me all these bags, you go through them, you sort them, price them out, you've got like a little tag, and then hang them up, put them out. That's mainly what I do. But then also you have like the gift aid side where people give the donations in, and then you have the checkout side. But yeah, it's mainly just that, sorting through donations and sorting it all out, sending it out. And there's a lot of it. Okay, so we're sort of running low here, but so, you know, what you'd have is like you'd have a bag of stuff, and then you get like the clothing, you guess something, say this is the scarf, and then usually scarves, for example, are always £1, and then take one of these things, find the correct place to attach it. So usually there is like, you know, an extra bit, shove it on. Then we usually put them into a big pile then, so that it gets sorted to the next person. And then you go here, get a hook or something, fold it up properly, attach it, and then you put it onto the rail. And then all of them will get sent out together. Now, obviously with clothing, then it's a bit different. You also have to put the sizing on, make sure everything's fine that way. And then also make sure that, for example, the clothes are okay. There's no holes in them. If they're all completely fine, there's no like rude terms or anything on there either and things like that. And yeah, that's the majority of what I do, is just sort through it, hang it up, send it out.
So what do you enjoy most about volunteering?
I suppose it's the fact that everyone's really friendly. You meet lots of new people. And yeah, it's mainly that, it's the social side of things.
So why do you think volunteering is important?
So I suppose it's important because it gives back to the community, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of people in here who come here and they can't really afford that much. It's a good, you know, it's a good place for them to get a decent clothing for a decent price. Yeah. And also the charity itself, obviously, it helps fund the things that they do as well, which is, you know, very good.
So why would you recommend more people do volunteer? Like, how would you recommend that to people?
I mean, if you want to do it, if you want to, like, meet new people, give back to the community as well, especially.
What would you want people to know about volunteering that people might have misconceptions or at something?
I suppose my misconception is that the clothes are all clean. It's not actually that icky. Because sometimes, you know, I've heard things from people say, oh, you get some really not so nice things in. That's not true. The average person is pretty decent. And yeah.
So have you ever done any other volunteering before? Is this your first time?
This is my first time, yes. Yeah, before this, I was obviously sick for a few years. But then before that, I was a consultant. So I was busy constantly working. So yeah, this is my first time volunteering and I'm really enjoying it. It's really good.
So what do you personally get out of volunteering?
Doing something, doing a bit of exercise really, because you're constantly just, you know, sorting through clothes, doing all of this. It's just really good for like your health, mental and physically.
So good to hear from Rhiannon that she's seen multiple benefits from her voluntary role at the Salvation Army depot in Cardiff. And fellow volunteer Robert has also seen his role there have a positive impact on his life.
I'm Robert Jones. I've been here since it's open, pretty much really. This is like I only live like round the corner, like above the co-op, so it's literally just like 30 steps away. So it is really good.
What made you start volunteering?
Well, I basically wasn't doing anything with my life, so. You know, I was just sitting down, you know, playing my game all day, you know. It's better to do something rather than not do anything, you know.
So what are your tasks here? Like when you're volunteering, what do you have to do?
Normally just do the books, the CDs. Sometimes I do the gift aid. Sometimes the clothes, that's a big one that needs to be done. Putting the clothes into different categories, even like the shop floor, you know, you don't even have to go behind the desk. You can go on the shop floor and just clean up. Oh, so today, basically, all the books go out for 50p unless they need like further investigation, which makes it fair. So with the DVDs, they're 10p, and there's no charity shop that the DVDs are 10p. So even, and they're not even scratched going out there. Even if they've got like one scratch, just, you know, put them straight in the pre-cycle, because you wouldn't want to buy it if it's scratched.
What do you enjoy the most about volunteering?
Going in the kitchen and having like a microwave meal, because they offer that, all foods and stuff for free, which no charity shop I've ever been in has done that, you know, provide free meals and even bus fare as well. If you're here for over 4 hours, they provide free bus fare. And it's not like any other shop. I think what I enjoy the most is just basically like doing something really, like, because I do struggle a lot with like confidence and like anxiety and stuff, so doing this has like really helped, because it forced you to like interact and go out on the shop floor.
So have you ever volunteered or done anything like this before?
Yeah, I've been in Barnardo's, that was in Albany Road, and then the YMCA, which is also like less steps away from here.
So what would you want people to know about volunteering? Like, what's one thing you'd want people to know?
I think probably to be a bit more like selfless, like, you know, maybe just put something else before yourself. Maybe, like, you know, put other people, think about other things before you do something for yourself. Maybe think about doing something nice, or so, you know, even like volunteering, you know, like just doing something that doesn't necessarily better yourself, but it will better yourself if you're bettering other people.
Why would you recommend that more people do get into volunteering?
I'd say it's good just to help out your community, you know, and just to do something like with your life, really. It doesn't cost anything, you know, like literally you can even walk here, you know.
What do you get out of volunteering? Like, how does it help you?
I think confidence-wise, it's really helped me. Like, I'm able to talk to the customers, and like I wasn't able to talk to no one really, you know. I was just like in the back, and then because I've been here for like over a year, it's just slowly by gradually just getting out, talking to the customers, and yeah, it's going really good.
Well, my thanks to Rosie for taking the time to go to the Salvation Army Donation Centre and recording the stories of some of the volunteers there. As Stephen said in the first part of the show, every volunteer has a story to tell about why they do it and why they've gained so much from it. And that was certainly the experience of Mark, Rhiannon and Robert. And don't forget, if you have a tale to tell or a piece of news that you think fits our show here on Joining the Dots, which is primarily concerned with people and information that brings us all together, then do get in touch with me at joininthedots@radioglamorgan.com or through the contact page on the Hospital Radio Glamorgan website. Ryan Adams and The Best of Me here on Joining the Dots, a fitting tune as we continue the recognition of volunteers for a little bit longer here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Now, Hope Rescue is a dog rescue charity set up by Vanessa Wadden. Hope Rescue is the leading dog welfare charity in Wales, and it's saved the lives of strays, abandoned and unwanted dogs across South Wales since 2005. Hope helps the most vulnerable dogs in our communities, and it works closely with local authorities across South Wales to support them with their stray dogs and dogs that are seized from low welfare or illegal breeders. And they prepare dogs for their second chance at a happy life, taking time to assess their needs and find the perfect home for them. Hope Rescue actively campaigns for improvements to animal welfare legislation and enforcement, and it provides support and advice to the public on responsible dog ownership. This was Vanessa's message to the scores of people who volunteer across the charity to help maintain the work that Hope does in caring for dogs.
This week is a great opportunity to say a huge thank you to all our fantastic volunteers here at Hope Rescue. Thanks to generously donating your time and skills, we are able to undertake our much needed work, helping the most vulnerable dogs in our local community. Whether you help at our fundraising events, assist our welfare and retail teams, give your time and expertise as a trustee, use your craft skills, or open your homes to our foster dogs, you are at the heart of our work, ensuring we can provide our dogs with the best possible care and helping us grow and develop. Because of the support our volunteers contributed last year, we were able to provide a place of safety for almost 900 dogs in crisis, including over 500 strays who would have faced a very uncertain future. At the same time, you helped us raise over £2.7 million to fund that incredible work. It's an unbelievably challenging time for animal welfare right now, with a huge increase in the number of dogs being abandoned and ever-increasing operating costs. But our volunteers continue to help us tackle those challenges head-on. We are so lucky to have such a determined and committed team of volunteers who show up every day to do the very best they can for the cause that they love and believe in. So thank you from Hope Rescue, from myself and all of our staff, but especially from those dogs whose lives you have enriched and transformed, and for every hour you give and for everything you do.
Coldplay and Viva La Vida and Bette Midler and Wind Beneath My Wings, bringing us to the end of another Join in the Dots here on Hospital Radio Glamorgan. Thanks for your company. Do join me again next Monday at 5 o'clock.